to be on Coatrail Road. Now's the time to be thinking about what part of Arizona you haven't seen yet. Get to RealTheHouse.com and sign up for the Anderson Ford Station. Then we started, I don't know how long we've been doing that, 5 or 6 years?
Feels longer.
Yeah, does it? where you go to RealTheHouse.com and click on the Anderson Ford tile and register your name. You can register once a month. We pick a winner every single month, and then we empty the basket, and we let the basket fill back up. And when you win, you get to go to Sanderson Ford, 64 acres of Ford vehicles. A corner of that is their demo lot, where they take brand new vehicles that they put out on the road for people to try, get some miles on them, get people familiar with all the new safety features and luxury features on these vehicles. You get to pick a car of your choice out of the demo lot. We find out where you want to go, and we arrange the lodging, and we put a gift card in the car to cover the gas and the food. Lodging's taken care of. Transportation's taken care of. And we have really gotten some sweet, sweet stories. A couple months ago, we got an entire Shutterfly picture book where they documented the entire event. Boy, that was special receiving that. But you've got a letter from someone that just recently finished us Arizona
staycation.
Bill
and Debbie
staycation.
Just got back and took the time to send a little thank you note. She says, thank you so much for the Arizona staycation. We had a great time. The hotel room, car, cash card, Sibley's gift bag, and Arizona travel books were much appreciated. We picked up the roomy, comfortable Ford Flex from Sanderson on Monday and decided to head up north a day early. We stayed in Flagstaff for the night, toured the Reardon House, visited Lowell Observatory per Rosie's recommendations on Saturday,
okay. All right.
Then drove to Snow Bowl to play in the snow. Remember, it was that last crazy snow we got.
Okay.
Next, we drove to Sedona and checked into the Best Western Plus. Wow, what a nice room and view, as Rosie and Jennifer described. For the next 2 days, we enjoyed the sights, restaurants, and relaxed in the cool weather.
That Best Western Plus in Sedona does have some of the best views of the Red Rocks of virtually a lot of the other rooms in the area.
Well,
they charge
the
a whole lot more.
On the top.
That rooftop deck.
Rooftop deck with fire pits. You can sit out there and watch. So, and they're very hospitable people. Have gotten just rave reviews about the Best Western Plus of Sedona. And then the Sibley's gift basket this week had... So Sibley's West is in Chandler. And it has 4,000 Arizona unique gifts. You can find them on the website, or they have a great store. But in the basket for Bill and Debbie, they had Sphinx Date Ranch goodies, which is also one of our staycation partners, as well as Soretta Candy. They had Hayden Mills products, which are just, they have great crackers and right from our local mill, and Stingling Salsa. So they've got all kinds of great little things in their basket.
That's an Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You can only win it at RosieOnTheHouse.com. And while you're there, shucks, go ahead and register and then vote for Rosie on the House as the number one contractor referral directory in the state of Arizona. We continue to hold that title for 9 years
in
a row.
This is our eighth.
Eight is our eighth year. Okay.
And how long we've been married?
What's that got to do with it?
Because you're always jumping ahead. You're always thinking, you always number things that you're ahead.
Something about ready to happen to that I don't know about?
Yeah.
It's optimism. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
Right, right. Always we've been married 39 years.
Very good.
Huh?
I thought he was going to say 40. How old is Carol?
Oh, no, don't do that.
She's a freshman in college.
Don't do that to me. I can tell you her birth date, but I cannot tell you her age. So, we've got John Jay in studio coming up for the outdoor living segment. I'm anxious to talk to him. I know my lawn is kind of in that ugly tween stage where it doesn't have winter grass and it doesn't have tiff. It's just kind of struggling between itself on what it really wants to be. But I think the 90-degree and 100-degree...
It's having identification problems.
It's having ID problems. But I think the 100-degree weather coming up in this next week are probably going to settle the identity crisis. But we'll have John Jay in talking about that, as well as any question you might have about your landscaping, gardening, lawn, tiff, trees, shrubs. So we'll be talking about that.
Our 9 o'clock interview from the National Hardware Show.
Yes.
Is on lawn equipment that is very impressive. I didn't believe it, and we got to demo it there at the National Hardware Show. And tell you what, I'm going to be converting to this power system over the course of time.
And that's in the 9 o'clock hour of today's program.
It is.
They have a power washer to die for too. I'm going to give that a shot.
Y'all had fun at the hardware show.
Briggs and Stratton had a lot there. You know, you think, well, what could a small engine company have that's new? But man, everything we're going to be highlighting, with the exception of their generator, they have a new quiet generator. It is non-gas.
Okay.
So they're coming out with a lot of...
big batteries and stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Electric power, battery power.
Very good.
So we'll be excited to talk about, have that interview here for you at the 9, first segment, 9 o'clock. And then the third segment, Ray of Light, will be in to talk a little bit about our article today on cabinets and refinishing them, making the best out of your existing cabinets.
Yeah, whether you want to reface them or resurface them, repaint them.
10 o'clock, we've got Dave Burns in of Green IED talking whole house energy audit. Very popular here at Rosie on the House. You think, gosh, you've covered it enough. How can it be any different? But every home is different. So it'll be an opportunity to call in and talk through your home, your energy consumption, your strategy becoming efficient and reducing your that kilowatt hour number on your electric bill.
And if you've got a topic you'd like us to dig into and research, send it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll turn it over to our producer and see if we can research it and get it covered.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.